Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of my
Steve and Dan bring this back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. And from time to time, Jessica Moser joins us and tries to restore some order with limited success. Unfortunately, she tries hard. Senior VP of Small Business for MetLife, and she brings us the MetLife U.S. Chamber Index, which they are now backed from quarterly to monthly, now back to quarterly. Jessica, thanks again for being here. Tell us about what you guys are doing over at MetLife.
Well, that's a big question. We, in terms of the quarterly index, I mean, I'm happy to share the larger story later, but I want to make sure I get this info out to your listeners around what small businesses are looking for when it comes to political positions, political leaders. I mean, no surprise, right? 81% when we spoke to them, 81% of small business owners said that the impact of their policies on business is the deciding factor in which candidate to support. And 48 said it's a major factor. Mm-hmm. And really what they're looking for, and I appreciate every single time we do these surveys, these indices, because people are very clear. Small businesses are saying they're looking for leaders to create policy solutions to help them recover, right? Yep. So the election is inextricably linked.
Did they tell
pandemic.
You about the Paycheck Protection Program? Did they comment on whether they liked that or not? How much that helped them?
You know, we did not ask about that this year this quarter, because we were trying to get to more specifically around the election and frankly how much it mattered. Like, were they engaged? And they are, in fact, more engaged than they've been, even compared to 2016, which was a pretty pivotal election.
Well, when they said policies were important, did they give you specifics? What policies are important to them?
No, we didn't ask that. We were trying to gauge their interest in the election and how much it mattered, given everything that they're facing. I think if they had asked, I think the Paycheck Protection Program would have come out loud and clear.
Mm-hmm.
So they are interested. They really, they are looking more than they have before at the outcome of the 2020 election as important to their business, right? Mm-hmm. So in the past, perhaps small business owners were like, it really doesn't matter what's going on in Washington. I know what I can do. To your point around unending optimism.
Yeah.
Now I think there's more of a recognition across the small business owner landscape that given the global pandemic, given the interconnectedness of how we're living, the election is super impactful.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was saying, 62% of small business owners are more interested in the 20 election compared to 2016. 40% said they were much more interested. 11% said they were less interested, probably because of just exhaustion.
Mm-hmm.
interestingly, 65% of female-owned businesses are more interested in this election. 60% of male-owned businesses mm-hmm. are. But just when you think about it, when you break it down on generations, it's pretty consistent. Baby boomers, 63% were saying they're reporting more interest, 62% for Gen X, 60% for millennials. I mean, this is really cutting across.
It sounds like what you're saying is we could very likely have a record voter turnout this year.
I think that is a safe conclusion to draw.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. And, mm-hmm. you know, of course, what they're looking for is who's going to get something done, right? The idea of somebody who can compromise is more important than somebody who holds to their ideals in order to get
something done. They told you that? They told you that they were looking for somebody to compromise?
Yeah. 68%, that's a huge majority when it comes to this. They have said that it's more important for political leaders to compromise than stick to their beliefs in order to get
things done. I think it's important, because of the way our system works, Jessica, it's important to say what you just said, political leaders, not just presidential candidates. Because the senators can't accomplish a compromise without a president compromising. A president can't compromise with the House unless the House compromises. You got to have two people to compromise, right? So I think it's important to say what you said, which is that they're political leaders, not just a presidential candidate. What do you think?
100% agree with that, because it is the local elections. All local government is so important. From a small business owner perspective, 82% believe partisan gridlock in the federal government is a serious problem. Right?
No question about
and
it.
And so, this is what the leaders of your economy are telling the leaders of politics, which is figure out how to fix it. And I think that your point around it really does. The skill of compromise, and that it takes two to compromise, is sometimes,
you know what, though? We need to look in the, we all need to look in the mirror, Jessica, because
I agree with you.
De Tocqueville said we get the government we deserve. 200 years ago, he said that. Hey, Jessica, tell us how we can find you in the index.
So it's the index is uschamber.com/FB poll. And that life is METLAFE.com.
Hey, Jessica, good job today. Will you come back soon?
I will come anytime you want me to.
Always a pleasure to have you here. Jessica Moser, ladies.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.